Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Deborah Leanne, and today is Wednesday, and time for some spirit of leadership wisdom. And I am excited because I found this white paper, and it just puts into words so much of the marriage of all of my background and interest in human development and leadership, and it marries it with the spiritual. And I feel like I've got a language now that I'm learning that is this blend. And it's, if I can dive into it more deeply, it'll give me better ways of interacting with you and with clients and with potential clients and organizations as I explain a little bit more about the need for this kind of leadership and why it's being called for now, and especially with women. And let me backtrack, let's get present, and then I'll dive a little bit more into the reason why this is a bigger deal for us as women, as well as it's the call for the spirit of leadership is now. It is critical. We're at that juncture point right now, the threshold. So if I can just ask if you have the time and energy to set aside the next 15, 20 minutes or so just to be with you and to put down anything else that is distracting you. If you can be outside, even better, where you can put your feet in the ground. And if not, be somewhere that you can focus inward. We're going to start with an inward focus, and then we're going to actually attach and connect to all that is. So with your feet firmly planted on the ground, the soles being able to connect with the floor that they're on, or the dirt outside or wherever you are. Gosh, sand would be lovely. I'll be there soon. Just allowing the breath to slow, feeling your feet, allowing there to be some sensation on the soles of your feet, and then bringing that energy and the sensation, the awareness up your legs. Feel how strong and amazing your ankles are, and your calves, and allow that energy to flow up across your knees and to your thighs, to feel that those beautiful strong muscles that hold us in place, and around our hips, and then to pool in a beautiful bowl of energy in between your hips in our pelvic bowl. And just to activate that energy there, if you want to sway back and forth or to move your hips side to side in your seat, that would be great. And our breath has slowed down now so that we can remember to receive, and allowing that beautiful breath to come in through the nose, to fill our belly big, and allow it to escape through the mouth. Ha. And we'll just allow anything that wants to go away, any nervousness, any worry, any jangly energy. There's a lot of that with all of the craziness with the media. I'm purposely staying far away from it because I get caught up and want to hear the news and want to follow it on online. And just let all of that go, and let's be in this moment. There's nothing we need to do. There's nowhere we need to be. And if there is, then I suggest that you hit pause and go do what you need to do. But if you can just take this time to be present fully in your body, this is such a gift for you and for your energy system and for your brain and for your heart. One more breath deep in through the nose and let it out. Thank you, with gratitude. So these three books that I'm in the middle of reading all at the same time are all coming together so perfectly. The Gene Keys, where I'm studying my shadows and the gifts of those shadows, and then how I can bring that forth in my work to be a spiritual path. The Queen's Code, which is so much of how women need to shift their energy around how we treat each other and men, how we communicate as equally too. And this Spirit of Leadership white paper that was put out by the Leadership Circle. And the various components coming together in this way, I feel like I'm at this confluence, like where the rivers come together in Missouri, and there's all these bodies of water. Yes, it's the Mississippi and the Missouri, but there's all the tributaries that come off there. And when they all come together, it's this big, wide rush, and the currents are going different directions, and you can see the different colors of the water coming together. It's fabulous. And that's what's going on in my system as I integrate and pull all of this information together. And where I'm finding is knowing that women are diffuse in our energy. Our attention is on everything going on. It is especially important for us to remember to go inward and connect to our body in this way, connect our body to our hearts, connect our hearts and body to our soul and to our intellect. Coming into this space regularly throughout our day will not only support us to have more energy versus the depleted, running on empty feeling that many of us spend a lot of our day in, it's also really important to pull together all of those energies into one space. So this morning when I was walking and during the most beautiful sunrise, these thoughts came to me that it was almost like I wanted to bring all of these parts together, all of these wise counsels within me to sit around the round table. And this is the wide open heart part of me and my beautiful brain and the soul or my highest self or the God spark within me and my body, the physical, energetic part of me. I wanted to bring them all together and have them all sit around a table so that we could all be in alignment and share where we want to go. What was interesting is I saw those four energies coming together and sitting around a round table with thrones, no less, and there was one throne left, and it was for this egoic, I guess it's the connecting piece between all of the different parts of me. And they were all anxiously waiting for me to sit down. It was very interesting to me to see this. And as I took my place at the table, I realized that I was calling together all of these parts of me to connect them. And from here, we have a collective self-mastery. The self-leadership, the inner game is, it's easier for me to make change, it's easier for me to move forward, it's easier for me to answer, come up with solutions to questions and problems. And I realize that I very rarely do this. I typically consult my brain or my gut or my intuition, you know, get quiet and ask for guidance. And to be still enough to actually feel all of those parts together in one space, because what's happening is I'm hearing different answers. And then I wonder why I'm not successful in taking something to the next space or the next level. And it's because there's a part of me that's dragging me down, a part of me that's like, I didn't agree to this. This is kind of where we are when we are heading to our next level of growth. You know, we've decided maybe to become a speaker, and we know that's our next place, and we've got the message, and we've got it, you know, the wisdom and all the tactics, and everybody's telling us this is what we need to do, and we get it. Yes, that's what we want to do. A large part of us wants to deliver that on stage. And then there's that part of us that's like, are you kidding me? I am not getting up in front of people. Whose idea was this to get up and stand on stage? And all of this acts as an anchor, a dead weight, a magnet that's pulling the energy out of that enthusiastic pull or push that's driving us to that next space. And it's that leveling up. It's that growing beyond our comfort zone. And there's a strong part that's always going to want to pull us back and hold us back. So what if we brought that person down and sat them at the table and said, what do we need? What do you need to support all of us in moving this forward? And very often we'll actually get an answer. I used to do this years ago between my heart and my head. I would have a journal exercise that I would ask questions back and forth to see, you know, if I wanted to do something and then a part of me didn't, you know, what was going on. And it was so fascinating to see what I would learn by just asking. And then gaining the consensus so that we can step into that next space. So how this ties into leadership is this: A, self-mastery, which is one of the quadrants of change, leadership and change, that very rarely is addressed. When an organization has a brand new focus and they're moving on with this beautiful strategic plan and they address all of the outward pieces, but they are not addressing the inner game of the individual leader, and the inner game of the organization, the culture. What's the unsaid part? What's the underbelly of this whole operation? And we've got all of the other action stuff all outlined beautifully. You know, the calendars are all in alignment. All the meetings are set up, and we've got all of the pieces. The branding's been changed. Everything's moving forward. But when you have these anchors that are not in alignment, you cannot be successful in driving that change. In fact, the numbers I saw were pitiful. 15% of organizations are successful in change. 85% not successful. The change either doesn't ever happen, or if it happens, it's not sustainable, it's short-lived. So what is it that the 15% are doing differently? That's the piece that I love to explore, the inner game both of the individual and the culture of the organization. What is not being said, but it's running the program. The program is set, and it is not about to change and move to the next level of evolution, let's say. And this is funny. You can think about it when you have I just had an upgrade to my system on my computer, and when I do that, it takes weeks sometimes for all of the other apps to run correctly on this new system. Email gets messed up, or my browsers don't like the new operating system, or you name it. Things happen, and it's because not all the pieces, not all the apps are synced up and in the same place, which creates more chaos. Which brings me to my next point of why it is important to do this work now, because we need leaders who are ready to lead from their collective consciousness, their heart, their mind, their body, their soul, just like we are seeing more and more and more collaborations and strategic partnerships and this collective leadership piece happening, because there's bigger impact when we come together with others to create change. And where it's interesting is that we are better able to, not always, but we're better able to sometimes hear what's going on with other people if they're honest and really saying what's going on, which is the value of a confidential culture survey, where you might be able to get to some of the pieces that are really causing some of the chaos in an organization, the undiscussables, those areas. Could be race, could be gender identification, could be a real lashback on some new policy that doesn't really suits one department but not another. There's lots of ways. But recognizing it in other people, that you need to get everybody on board to drive these things forward, is almost easier. I'd rather do a culture thing. I'd rather look and see, let's survey our staff, is what I hear. Versus, oh, you mean survey ourselves and ask other people to do a 360 on us so we actually really can learn where we are in our own way? Because the call for collective, conscious, creative, spiritual, if you will, but holistic leadership is now. And the reason being is there is no one training, no one school or book or anything that has the answers for us. We be the change that we want to see in our organizations, in our teams, in our own lives, versus continuing to learn strategies and continuing to find, if I do X, then Y will happen. And no, right now it's kind of like if you do Z, who knows what will happen? You have to trust, though, that Z is the right next step and that from there you'll get your next idea of where to go. It's like following the breadcrumbs one or two at a time. You can see them in front of you, maybe, and maybe not. Which is why that book that I also haven't finished, called Uncharted by Colette Baron-Reed, is so intriguing. And I've been living that for the last 5-7 years now, of not knowing where I'm going after living my first 5 decades of always having a plan, always knowing where I was going. Now I'm getting to a new place of, instead of being worried about not knowing where I'm going, I'm trusting that I'm being guided, that I am taking the right steps. It's a little unnerving, though, because I really do like to have a map and see, you know, I like to navigate and know where I'm heading in this direction. And now it's much more I wonder what I'm going to explore today, because it's uncharted, right? So the pieces around this, there's some beautiful poetry that is in this white paper, and I encourage you, if you're interested at all, email me at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com, and I will forward this report to you. It's dense. I mean, it's written beautifully, but there's places where I have to stop and look at it again and look at it again. And what I'm seeing is that once you have learned and seen things from a different perspective, you can't go back. We can only go forward. And that's where we need to lead our organizations, to the point where they stop looking back, wanting it to look like it used to, and let's head forward, because we're never going to have those days again. And the interesting thing around this for me is, what can I take from the past? Is there a piece of that that can go in my backpack or my toolkit that I can take forward? But I really don't want to carry so much of it with me. I have files and boxes of files of trainings and workshops, and both that I've created and hosted and those that I've attended. For 25 years or more of personal and professional growth. And I know there's stuff in there that probably would be helpful for me to review again. Will I ever? Probably not. One of the amazing artists/thought leaders in the world is Laura Hollick. And she actually created a beautiful costume that looked like fish scales that was made of all the CDs and DVDs of all of the trainings that she had purchased over a span of about 10 years. She sewed them all together, made a beautiful fish tail out of it, and then it was done. It served its purpose. She already had incorporated or integrated what was going to work for her and what she no longer needed. And that's where the spirit of leadership is the heart and soul and intellect and the physical energy that we bring to the table. It's all of it. We can't separate ourselves. And I hear this over and over again where women are like, well, I have to play this role when I'm in this part of my life. And then I go to this other area of my life and I play this role and I act this way. I even have different clothes that I wear to be with different groups of people. And I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that exhausting when you have to play so many roles and fulfill so many different versions of yourself? Not that they aren't amazing, that we can be different versions of ourselves. We're just coming off of Halloween, right? Isn't it fun to sometimes dress up and be the evil witch or the good witch or any other of the costumes that you would like to be for Halloween or any kind of Mardi Gras when you dress up? So, but there's the piece that I'm wanting to say is that wouldn't it be nice if we could just be authentically ourselves? Showing up, knowing that whatever we're wearing on this day will work for this meeting to this meeting to this meeting to this meeting. And I feel good about who I am and what I look like right now. And I've got very diverse things going on after this today, after this call. I'm going to be heading to a shared workspace to learn about incubators and what their program is there for inviting people to work in that space. So I'm going to one of those introductions today, and then I'm heading to a symposium for a women's networking group that I was invited to. And different energies, different groups of people, and I am going to be, with the use of my essential oils, because I'm not quite strong enough yet, I'm going to be trying to remember that I am just enough the way I am. I don't need to be different, speak differently, act differently, because if I come from my authentic self, that is more than enough. So we're going to go into more and more of this spirit of leadership in the next 3-4 weeks. And maybe till the end of the year, because I'm probably going to take a hiatus in December. And there's plenty of opportunity to talk about this, to connect and have a cup of coffee or a video, virtual cup of coffee, so that we can learn how to shift into expressing ourselves authentically, with acknowledgement that we have many different versions of ourself going on, and which is the true voice for this moment. How can we pull them all together and have them sing in harmony? It's so much easier and so much less jarring and so much less chaotic having the noise of different voices all yelling and screaming. I mean, just turn on your news and it's all you hear is people screaming and yelling, and that's exactly, I believe, the macro of the micro stuff going on inside us. Our brains look like that media. Our brains look like the receiving of all of those different messages that barrage. So how can we tune out from that? Tune in, remember to get present. Remember to call in your energies and be whole and holy and fully in where your power lies, where your authentic voice lies, and where the energy is already flowing. And we're not grabbing anything outside of us to be whole and complete because we already are. We already are magnificent, just when we remember. And I'm speaking to myself here. So on that note, I would like to invite you to connect with me. Tell me what spirit of leadership means to you. And if you haven't already, like my page, my Facebook page, the Authentic Leadership Academy, Deborah Leanne, Authentic Leadership Academy, or feel free to follow me on Instagram or any of the other places where I show up on social media, Pinterest. And so I appreciate each and every one of you, and I look forward to staying connected throughout this discussion in the next, and I'd like it to be two-way, not just me talking at you, throughout the next 6 weeks. Take excellent care of you. Tune in and turn on your light, and then let us see it. Thank you. Bye-bye.